You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jeremy Kahn pointed out yesterday when we looked at the schedule that the Ravens had three consecutive road games at one point.
It's not the norm. Like a lot of years, you won't see any.
You know, they're the only team in the league that has two different three-game homestands.
Well, home where they have a home and a road stand, right? Or they have two, three
games? If I'm not mistaken, I think I read they're the only team with two separate three-game homestands.
That's odd. Is there a bye week in between one of them?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Right. The West Coast teams typically lead the league in travel miles. They do that because there are fewer teams on the West. The top three teams in travel miles are the Chargers, the Rams, and the Seahawks. No, that's 1, 2, and 3. Number five are the 49ers. The only East Coast team there is the one that travels internationally all the time. That's Jacksonville. They're number four.
Makes sense.
Those are the top five. Only the Cincinnati Bengals, who are number 32, and the Buffalo Bills, who are number 31, have fewer travel miles than the Baltimore Ravens. Cincinnati is the only team under 10,000 travel miles this year. They have 8,753. Buffalo, 10,546. The Ravens, 10,647. Ed, would that be a factor, a positive factor for you in terms of the Baltimore Ravens this year, the fact that they don't travel that much?
I think so. I mean, we always point out when they've got these incredibly horrific travel schedules, which is always blown up by a trip to England or something. But, I mean, they've had years where it's a lot of travel. It's definitely hard on them. But I think it is an advantage if you're not traveling that far. And they do have three home stretches, one in October and one in late November, first week of December. So there's twice that they have three home games in a row. I think that's a big help and a reduced travel schedule.
Yeah. I think it's a huge factor in what they're doing. If I got to travel 3 weeks in a row, Jeremy, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm going to Philly, then I'm going to New York, then I'm going to Cincinnati, for instance. That's not much for me. That's nothing. Philly and New York probably train.
They're 90 minutes apart.
Yeah, they're trains.
The only difference is the prep time you have to get ready. I mean, people say you could prep on the plane, but when you're at home, that travel day that other people have, you're probably preparing and going over different things. So maybe there's an advantage. You guys travel way more than I do. I don't know how much it adds up. I definitely have jet lag and tried to get adjusted.
For me, anyway.
And it's been different. But again, I don't travel a ton. So I buy into this. This is something I've talked about for years when it comes to gambling. The short weeks, the back-to-back road games, the travel that you have throughout the year. I hate the three straight road games. There's a way to avoid that. But the Ravens also this year have the extra home game, which is good. And you mentioned the West Coast teams. What happens when a West Coast team has to play an international game? That just makes their travel even worse.
Mm-hmm. I think the nice part, though, about the road, the three-game stretch, you're facing the Vikings, Dolphins, and Browns. Vikings are good, but the other two are like,
But you get the Dolphins on a short week at their place, which some people are going to say, I don't know how much it matters, but I do think the success rate of home teams on that short week.
It's out there.
And then, of course, the other two teams, which, I mean, we'll see what Minnesota looks like this year, but I think the NFC North is so intriguing. Like, it wouldn't shock me to see the Ravens go 4-0 against all those teams, but I'm kind of curious how that whole thing stacks up this year.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan for the Ravens, for the record. Those three consecutive road games. Miami, not bad travel, some distance. Minnesota, I've only been in Minnesota twice. I don't know how much wear and tear that will put on you. And Cleveland, which is not a bad flight. Now, keep in mind, for the fans, their travel ain't your travel.
No.
They're taking a bus right to the plane. They're not going through BWI, whatever airport you got to go through and check it in. No. Their travel is different from your travels. But at the same time, Jeremy, the human body is the human body.
Well, they're allowed to bring on a few more ounces of liquid onto the flight than you are. That's the only difference, really, right? No. Yeah.
Full bottle of shampoo, you mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. When you're talking about travel and what it does to the body, the other thing that people aren't like kind of factoring in is, depending on what type of injury you had. You remember when, this is probably an easy one to use, when the Lakers were playing in the finals against the Sixers and Kareem rolled his ankle. They didn't let him fly back and forth, right, because they were worried about it swelling and getting worse, you know, during the flight. So I think some of those things apply when you're talking about injuries and how much worse they can get, how much sleep you're getting throughout the time of traveling. Is that messed up? Can you juggle those things? And with NFL players, I mean, let's be honest, like, their week to week is different than everybody. Their bodies are just torched on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday if they played a Sunday game.
Yeah.
And the longer it goes on throughout the season, you know, it's that recovery time. That, you know, you hear about all the ice baths and different things they're doing. They're getting the best care, unless you're in Cincinnati. They're getting the best care across the board in the league, you know. But that being said, they still go through a lot. And I the jackass in this car going, well, they get paid a lot of money. It's not what we're talking about.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Money doesn't stop wear and tear on your body. I don't know if people, now, you, because you make a lot of money, you probably can pay for a quicker recovery for wear and tear on your body. Mm-hmm. But money doesn't stop wear and tear on your body.
No, you get treated better and you can recover better. And yes, but it's a lot. Although that stretch, the longest flight is 2.5 hours. And they both, to Minneapolis and to Miami, yeah, and to Cleveland's an hour and a half.
I think that's
so those are pretty easy.
I when you looked at, we had Ken McCusick on, and he brought up his thing with the schedule, and he was doing his plus minus, and the Ravens came out with a very favorable schedule when it all was said and done. A lot of that was due to what you were talking about. They got a ton of points in his model with the fact that they don't travel
model
as much.
Did you look at that after the show?
Yeah, it was great.
It is so fundamental, man. I love it.
I mean, look, there's nothing that's going to tell you a perfect science of who's going to be what, because your strength of schedule changes depending on how the teams are that you're playing. But I think it's a very good barometer to start the season saying, okay, this looks a little bit more tougher than that one.
Mm-hmm. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. NBA playoffs continue to shape up. We'll look at that at 8 o'clock. Don't you go anywhere. But on the other side, if you were in charge, how would you fix these Orioles? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Baltimore Orioles, maybe they don't make you feel fantastic. Maybe they don't make you feel good right now. And it's hard to, because they're 15-27, 12 games under 500, 9.5 games back of the New York Yankees. They've lost 3 in a row, 8 out of the last 10. Need I go on? Or do I just stop there?
It's okay.
Okay. If you were in charge, Ed, down there, how would you fix this thing?
Honestly, I have no flipping idea since everything's going wrong, but I know I would do something radical, because I learned from turning around organizations, you can't do it in small measures. It's got to be something big and painful. People, you know, will groan and they'll bitch, but you got to do something that, you know, gets people's attention, because this is not working. I don't know what the solution. I don't know if it's the hitting coaches. I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's Brandon Hyde, if it's the lineups, you know, he's putting out, or it's just the hitting coaches, or there's something wrong. There's no leadership in the clubhouse. Something's up that I don't have, you know, access to. But I would make some pretty dramatic moves right now, and I've done that. If you ever watched, you looked at my history, I just shook places up.
Being in charge, I guess that means I'm the owner, right? So
yes,
the first thing I would do is call Mike Elias in, and I would say, Mike, you know where we are right now, and that's not what we expected to be. That's not what we expected to be. That's not where the rest of baseball expects us to be. What are you going to do to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the answer right now, within a week, I need you to come up with something. What are we going to do to fix it? Not if, but what? That, yeah, to me signals to Michael Eyes that I expect a change somehow.
Yeah.
I'm the owner. I'm not running baseball. I have the right to be results oriented. What are you going to do, Mike, to shake this up? As the owner, I didn't get into baseball to make money, but I definitely didn't get into it to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I have a fan base that's getting loud. And I know enough about business and sports business to know when they get negatively loud, the next step, they get out. Yeah. I'm announcing to you right now that I'm not pleased with your product. As the owner, it's my job to say, okay, I hear you. Let me make some changes.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good point you make, because one thing I would do is I wouldn't, when I was at the very top, I wouldn't make the changes often. I mean, I'd make some changes at the
right
top, but I would bring people in and ask what the plan was.
Exactly, because you hired them to do that.
Yeah, I would do that. And if they couldn't come up with a plan or succeed after a certain amount of time, I'd find somebody else.
Yes.
And that's what I would do, is like, you know, okay. And if they had a problem, if crime was spiking terribly, and obviously it does, you know, here and there, okay, I just want to make sure they're aware of it, when it's happening, what it is, and what have you done, and what is the plan going forward? Like, what are you doing with the 4-12? When you turn them out today, what are you telling the 4-12?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Exactly.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. And I would bring them in. What's the plan? Jeremy, what would you do? Look, if you're the king of the world.
Yeah, no. Look, it's clear that something has to happen just to grab attention. And we've said this. What typically happens is, you're usually, we saw the Rangers actually remove some players from the roster and DFA them. Say, hey, all right, your time here is done.
And they won 7 out of the last 10.
Yeah. And again, like,
and it's 6 in a row.
It's the same. This is akin to getting a technical in a basketball game, trying to, you know, get your team charged up and say, hey, get your asses in line. And does it work? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I do think a hitting coach or 4 or 5, how many do they have now? 9? Was it? No.
I think it's 3.
But no, they have more hitting coaches than a lot of teams. I think somebody gets moved out, or all of them get moved out. I don't think it's Hyde. I don't think it's Elias. But if this keeps going on, could it be Hyde? Of course it could be.
It's funny you say that about the technical foul, little personal situation. Once upon a time, I got a lot of them. So when I got one, they didn't move the meter. I was always getting technical fouls. Then now I'm at the point in my career, I think I've gotten one in the last 4 years. And the one I got moved the meter. The Orioles on a team that makes a lot of changes at the top. They're not. By the top, I mean GM, manager, and the coach is right under the manager. They're not a team that historically makes a lot of changes, especially recently. So you might be right. One of those changes might shake things up because it's kind of unusual for them.
Ed, what's that? No, I got to ask Ed a question, Rob. Isn't it hard to get a technical when you're up 20 all the time? Like, what would you have to argue about?
Not
like, what
25.
Are you fighting for? Oh, I got it. Okay. No, that's fair. Sorry, Rob. I wanted to clear something up with Ed real quick and see what he thought.
Did Ed give you the right answer?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. But something has to be.
But you're right.
I don't know if you knew what the Texas Rangers were doing lately.
No, I knew they had been hitting, but it all Corey Seager came back, but now he's gone again.
They won 6 in a row. They 7 out of 10 since they made those changes.
I told a story one time, and it's kind of like the John Wooden thing. Whenever he says, "Goodness gracious sakes alive, get the hell out of his way," because that means he's really upset. And it's such a silly thing because the guy didn't curse.
Yeah.
When I worked with Garceau, there was a day where Zeno came in and was talking loudly. It was the day that Dave Tremblay got fired. And Garceau was trying to listen to Masson because they interrupted our show. We were the home of the Orioles back then, interrupted Masson, and Zeno was talking loudly. And Garceau takes his headsets off and he goes, "Hey, I'm trying to listen to this right now. If you're going to talk, get out of here." And he just puts his headsets back on and goes, he never yelled at a human being ever. So when he did it, I was clutching my pearls. I almost cried for Zeno. Like, "Are you okay, buddy?" Because like, he didn't yell at anything. It came across, what you're saying is so true. Yeah. When someone, talk softly and carry a big stick? Is that the?
Is that, but that, this is more appropriate. This Japanese saying, even the sharpest sword blunts with overuse. If you scream at people all the time, it has no effect.
Yeah.
If you never do, it's like people, you get their attention.
But also, the man that goes to sleep with the itchy butt wakes up with a stinky finger is also another Japanese saying.
You're an idiot.
Don't eat crackers at night. You'll wake up crummy in the morning.
Oh, you meant? I'm sorry.
You want to chime in?
I didn't know where he was going with that. I didn't know. You know, because sometimes
continue.
No.
All right, Saltine. I got you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Bottom was Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you were in charge right now, we're talking about like ultimately in charge, like the owners to the top, how would you fix these Baltimore Orioles? Because I think collectively we all agree that they need some fixing badly.
Yeah.
Let's take one before we go to the break. Let's go to Dave in Salisbury. What's up, Dave?
Come on, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of reports like on, you know, the website, social media about, you know, trying to trade Cedric Mullins, you know, and I get it. You know, he's a good part that we could trade, but at the same time, he's one of the few people that are actually going there and working hard and playing hard every day.
Yep.
Him and Gunnar Henderson, so I think maybe we would try to keep him, you know. I mean, some of the guys obviously are, you know, giving up on the season. They threw in the white towel a long time ago, like the Atlee Rushmans and the Ryan Mountcastles. But you always see this guy hustle every day. Like yesterday, he made a great play in the outfield.
How about that play he almost made in the outfield, man? That was incredible.
And it's nice to see guys, you know, even when you're getting your ass kicked, you know, to come in there and play the game the right way and hard, like him and Gunnar. You know, it's two players that really love the game and, you know, really take the game seriously. And, you know, you need them on a team.
Dave, do you feel like they've lost love for the game, a lot of the guys?
I think a little bit of it. It's kind of like that. I mean, they get into a rut, you know. But at the same time, you know, people, I know everybody, I hear this, I see this on Facebook all the time or social media, one of the websites. And you said they're calling for Brandon Hyde to get canned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, Brandon Hyde has been a winner before in the past. Have they forgot he won like 101 games 2 years ago, 91 last year?
Wasn't expecting
that.
I mean,
is it really all his fault? Probably not. You know, I think it all comes down to maybe the general manager, Mike Elias. I mean, some of the trades he's moved have, you know, had been head-scratching to me. You know, I wouldn't have done them personally myself, but he's supposed to be a smart business guy. So, I don't know. You know, I think some of the trades have been
kind of loud. What about the officiating? What about the umpires?
I mean, yeah, they've had been somewhat bad this year. Of course, you can't blame them totally on the Orioles' failure this year. I think it all comes down to the front office. I really do. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody talking about, like, say, Brandon Hyde getting fired, you know, on social media. But, you know, he's done it in the past. You know, he's not like
on that website. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
socialmedia.com.
Dave's the best, man. I can't
believe
Don King. I can't believe you wouldn't.
You're trying to start fights over here.
Adley Russ Muffin.
Adley Russ Muffin. Ron Flattery.
Some of the greatest ones. Hey, how about the officiating? That has nothing to do with this conversation. Has nothing to do with this conversation at all.
He was on a roll. Let him go. I think he's using the dice game too much. Come on, man.
Epstein's
mother.
That's
his only move.
It's Epstein's mother. World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 7:45 on the other side. I want to hear from you folks. If you were in charge, how would you fix these Orioles? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you ruled the Orioles world, what would you do? 410-583-1057. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
All right. Doing well, man.
Hey, man, listen, man. If I'm running the O's, I'm Rubenstein, man. I'm pulling them to the side, Mike Elias. And, like, listen, man, what's the plan for the future next season and beyond? Because this season is a wash already, man. We got too many injuries and, you know, like that. But and another thing is, a lot of these players is not who we thought they were. Like, Mayo might not pan out. Rutschman ain't who we thought he might going to be, you know. And
Now I'm like, I don't think you've given Mayo enough of an opportunity to know what he is.
That could be true, yeah. But I mean, I don't know, man. It's just
I'm not going to debate about it. I think Adley is better, but it's hard for me to debate that, so I'm not really going after that one. But Mayo, I don't think he's had enough of an opportunity. I'll give you an example. Did you know Kyle Stowers would be this good?
No.
Yeah,
not really,
because it was nowhere for him to grow here. So, given right, a real right. opportunity to play every day, now you see what he is.
Hey, one more thing, right? When people say there wasn't no room for Kyle Stowers to play here,
right.
I mean, these baseball players, they're professionals. Can't they switch positions? We can find another.
You can't just switch positions.
You got to look
that
at
easy.
Look at honestly what we had here. And when you talk about Kyle Stowers, look at what he did in the minor leagues. He was fine. He was a good player. And again, even with the home runs he's hit now, a lot of this has come in, what, a 2-week span? I'm not saying they all count. We'll see what he does by the end of the year. But people did the same thing last year with Joey Ortiz, and here we are. Nobody's brought up his name this year. Let the trades play out and then kill the teams. Everybody's so smart, knows what's going to happen. Oh, that's a bad trade. I can't believe we gave up those two prospects for Eflin. That one worked out. The Trevor Rogers thing hasn't worked out. He looked terrible last year, and we haven't seen him pitch this year.
Someone just told me what they would do to change the Orioles for me to shave my beard.
Yeah.
Steve in Centerville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Ben Wise. Hey, other than having Luca Brasi give the lollygagger speech from Bull Durham, if that didn't work, I would send one of the hot rock stars down or trade him so that everybody knows that no one is sacred. And I would I'd fire the manager. But everybody needs to know there's a new sheriff. We're not putting up with this anymore. And it's an easy game. You catch the ball, you throw the ball.
Well, everything else you said, okay, I can deal with that. But easy game? No, dude, come on. Hall of Famers didn't get 30% get hits and less. And an easy game.
Yeah.
That's what it's not. It's not an easy game. Let's go to Ellicott City and get Bill. What's up, Bill?
Oh, sorry about that, guys. Liberty camp, but that's...
Oh, okay.
What are you
in the shower?
Ownership. I mean, that guy cannot be happy. But if I'm making a change, I'm going straight to the hitting coaches because I don't see any adjustments in the hitting. That's where I start.
That's interesting, Bill. So you're not worried about the GM. You're not worried about the manager. You're looking at the hitting coach.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. And I said this earlier. Whether you like him or not, you've seen adjustments in Charlie Morton. We have. We've seen adjustments
What is it? Two appearances from him that's been okay?
But you've seen adjustments though. I'm not saying he's off and running.
But is it an adjustment or a guy's just not hitting him? Like I don't know.
His arm slot changed. Well, you've seen adjustments in Dean Kramer.
Yeah.
You've seen adjustments in Cionel Perez. All the guys who weren't successful, you've seen adjustments in them. I don't know if I've seen that in the hitters. That's all I'm saying.
But again, we're assuming that it's adjustments, but like, what if they didn't change anything? I mean, this is the same stuff that the guys have been doing year after year. Sometimes, again, we've talked about it. Guys that hit the ball hard right at somebody over and over again, are they doing anything wrong? Do they need to adjust? No.
Morton said he's made some adjustments.
I mean, he can say what he wants.
I'm not saying the guy is now fixed. I'm saying you see adjustments. They may catch up with what he's doing right now.
But I don't have, again, the adjustment thing. You could sit here and tell me the guys are making adjustments. I don't see it. I don't see what you're, like, what's different from Dean Kramer from when he pitched in April, because he's always had bad Aprils for whatever
what
reason.
What is it? I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ben talked about it the other day. He's gone away from his curveball. He's not, the curveball used to be the out pitch, or is it the other way around? There's a pitch that he stopped throwing.
That's,
and Ben even highlighted that the other day.
He's, and again, that's fair. I didn't see that. I don't know. If that's the case, that's the case. But the point is, like, sometimes with baseball, you keep plugging away because it's the one sport where you could be doing everything right and still get everything wrong.
You know what was interesting I felt yesterday in Brandon High's pregame press conference? He was asked about exit velocity, exit velo.
Yeah, he said he didn't give a rat's ass
about it. He didn't care about that. He didn't care about exit velo. It's where you hit the ball. And I thought about that. I'm thinking to myself, okay, so if I'm a left-handed hitter, and they're playing me to pull, and I hit it hard into the defense. So basically, maybe I should make an adjustment and hit it the opposite way, take a little velo off of it, but I'm hitting it where they're not. Yeah. I mean, not saying I totally agree with that philosophy, because exit velo is important to me, but I see where he's coming from.
I get it.
Ellicott City, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
It's good, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Great topic, man. Couple things. I would kind of take the approach you were speaking about, Rob, as if I was the owner, I would certainly be bringing my top people in and we'd be having a talk. I think when you talk about Kyle Stowers and Mayo, I think Mayo got overcooked in AAA because we were winning and there was nowhere to put him. Now we're losing and it's like, where's he at? And that's a slippery slope. However, you know, trying to change this team for the better just completely took the dynamic that was winning away. And dudes aren't able to pick up the slack, and this is just a bad baseball team. I'm not sure exactly what I would do, but I might have to send y'all in there. At least y'all know what I'm talking about.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Appreciate it. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right.
Good, TGIF and PYT.
Thank you, sir. It's Friday now.
I would, if I was helping with the team, I would pitch for the Orioles. All right,
Nick on the road. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'll tell you what I would do. If I'm the owner, I would fire Mike Elias today.
For what?
Why though?
Okay, so let's think about this. He created two prospects
for
pitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can't negotiate anything in winter deals. He let Santander go and try to replace him with Tyler O'Neill.
Have you looked at how Santander's been doing?
Yep. Well,
so that doesn't matter.
All the time. He was the clubhouse leader.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know he's batting 187.
That doesn't matter. We lost the clubhouse leader.
187.
They were going to pay him $100 million to be that leader.
His
in the clubhouse.
On-base percentage is .266.
Jesus Christ. And it's the same thing with everybody keeps bringing up the Norby and Stowers thing over and over again. And I'm getting to the point where it's like, I want to see those guys do well, but the way that people are talking about him, like these guys are going to be superstars. How old is Stowers, by the way? When he got traded, was he a 26-year-old, 27-year-old prospect, or am I way off on that?
I don't know what Ed. I don't know what he has against Kyle Stowers.
He's 27 years old. I don't have anything against him.
What he has against
him. Ageist.
It's it's the dumb things that people keep bringing up. Like
it drives you crazy.
He called Mike Elias and told him to trade him. That's what I heard. We're on the street. He called Mike Elias. Man, trade him. I don't like him. I don't like his blonde hair.
We have enough guys with blonde hair. We didn't need him.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. NBA playoffs at 8:00, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
All right, so a couple of different things we're going to talk about. Breastfeeding. And no, you creeps, not the way you're thinking about it. Well, maybe. But anyway, we'll tell you what a mom did to try to get her kid to stop breastfeeding and why it's so effing stupid. We're also going to talk about an interesting thing that's coming back for bald men, apparently. I want to see if you guys think this is something that should or shouldn't happen. And lastly, don't know if you guys know this, you might want to inform your kids, you're not allowed to bring in Jell-O shots with alcohol in them in kindergarten class. I'll tell you that story, too, when we come back in the World of Stupid. All right, let's start it off with this. So, two things on breastfeeding here. There was a story of a woman that was great. Was breastfeeding on Mother's Day at a restaurant, and people were upset. And some people were upset because the kid was three, and then some people were upset because, you know, she took out one of the girls to feed her baby. Do either one of you guys find an issue with that?
I don't find it. I think it's unusual for a three-year-old to still be breastfed. If I have an issue with it, I don't know if I have an issue with it. I just find it unusual. For a woman to just whip it out and start breastfeeding her kid, again, that's a little weird or unusual. But again, that word.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Issue, like, it's not for me.
I always try to help out and numb it first. I'm kidding. All right, so let's get to this story. Mom gave a three-year-old son a boob cake on his birthday to help him stop breastfeeding. First off, who told you that would help him stop breastfeeding?
That sounds more like it's for her. A practical joke. You know?
A cake with
boobs. Shaped like boobs?
Yeah. And she said, I bought that for him so he would. That's why I'm putting it in the world of stupid. Jeannie Cower, 39, got novelty iced Victoria sponge featuring a blue starry bikini made for her son Cameron's birthday party. The mom of two, well, he's turning three, posted pictures of the dessert on Instagram. And again, it's just what you think. It's a pair of boobs shaped like cake.
Let me ask you this, Jeremy. Do you have the original Instagram post?
From that?
The cake?
I don't know.
Because I wonder if she put on the original post that I'm buying this for him so he can stop breastfeeding, or she put it on there after people start coming after her.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, that's your. Well, I did it because I want to know. If she put that on the original post, I believe her. If not, no, that's an excuse because people start firing back at you.
I mean, I got to admit, though, once you start getting to a certain age, like, we had that story of the kid that was 8 years old.
No, that's too
breastfeeding
much.
In England.
What's it called? Like 14, 15?
I guess. I mean, like, I'm trying to think. I wouldn't say I was. How long did I do it?
35.
Right around there. I stopped. Yeah. My mom's nipples were getting too sore.
Oh!
What?
Bring your mother into this.
That's not why he stopped. I told him to move over.
Yeah. She's got two, Rob. I hope. Here we go. This is disgusting. Let's just move on. All right. I wanted to ask you guys about hair because you guys don't have any on your head. Rob's got some on his face now because the Orioles can't sweep anybody. So this was a story that was brought up, and I asked you guys if you've seen the new trend that's going around. There are a lot of people that are going to Turkey to get hair transplants, but an even bigger thing that's been going on for a while are the people that have the new toupee that's like adhesed to your head. There's an adhesive underneath it, and they model it right after the, like, it goes for anybody. Somebody that had an issue, maybe you have a scar and you can't grow hair there. You watch them shave it down, you're losing your hair. And I think it looks fairly normal until you know it's fake. You know what I mean? Like, you don't recognize it right off the bat. Now, the story here with these guys, they're saying that toupees are coming back. And we've all seen it. You know the guys that have the bad toupees. You with the bad toupee should know that you have the bad toupee.
I've never seen a good toupee.
Well, yeah. I'm saying these are because I think they're a little bit more difficult to tell.
There's a lot wrong
trying to find
here.
Some pictures. But what do you guys think about it?
No.
I'm not getting a toupee.
Not in a million years.
No.
There's a lot of it. First of all, I don't want adhesive on my head.
So here, I'll let you guys watch that video while you're talking.
Yeah, I brought it up. I saw.
Okay.
I saw what they're doing here. And they, you know, they definitely. First of all, I think they look weird because that's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It was like wearing a disguise. I couldn't imagine. Just picture. You can't because you have an advancing hairline.
What's that mean?
Instead of receding, it goes forward. You keep getting more hair.
Yeah, right. By the way, I got hair in my butt on my forehead right now, too. My wife was plucking them.
But it's like.
Hair in my
butt.
You got
butt. An afro in your ears. That's the key word, your wife. I mean, I can't imagine I walk around all day with that hair hat in public. Then I go home to Celeste, and I unstick it from my head and rip, put on a little styrofoam
head.
Leave
it on, don't you?
Forever?
I don't know.
It's not adhesive. A hair transplant.
You can show, like, I've seen the, it's happened for kids. What do you think about people that have, you know, issues? They have some sort of medical issue, and they lost something.
That's different.
Okay.
That's totally different.
Because they were doing this for like a nine-year-old kid, and the kid's sitting there crying, and then the guy that's doing his hair pulls up his and says, look, I've got one too. And then you'll even see the guys that wear these, like, hit their heads real quick, and then flop the damn thing off. You get what I'm saying? They'll, like, lean. Hur!
We're going to sneeze hard.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with being bald. I don't have a problem with being bald.
If I had cool. Jeremy's hairline, I would still shave my head.
Yeah.
So I would not. I'd like this look.
Am I receding though?
No.
I started shaving bald at 25.
Yeah, I was like 40, but whatever.
Joe,
it doesn't matter.
Would you get one of these? Do you care?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah. No. That's a big.
Joe wears it proud too.
That's a hard no, Joe man. Joe's going to grow out the George Costanza and wear that.
It was in the pool.
he's sticking with the Vladimir Lenin.
Nostrovia.
Yeah, I was a great leader once, just like Ed.
Oh, thanks.
All right. It is apparently frowned upon to pass out Jello shots to your kindergarten classmates. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. Can't have fun anymore. An investigation is underway after Pennsylvania school district said a kindergarten student gave Jello shots to classmates. And these aren't normal Jello shots. These are the ones that had alcohol in them. Small little Jello cups. The Greater Johnstown School District said a kindergarten student brought it in, gave it out to his classmates. Party! Superintendent said once staff learned about the situation, immediate action was taken. The students were taken to the nurse's office for evaluation. And out of an abundance of caution, I have a question here because, like, I don't get this. Nowadays in school, do you know how hard it is to bring in food for class parties and things like that? Everything has to come from a grocery store. It has to be sealed. You can't make stuff at home anymore. Mm. You got kids that have allergies to peanuts, to gluten, to whatever that can affect them. So they need to know everything that's in it. This shocks me that this actually happened.
Where is this again?
Pennsylvania.
What's more shocking is I did a similar story about fifth graders a couple of months ago. Jello shots, alcohol, the kids got hammered and stuff like that. How is this happening?
Is it a public school?
It's a different story. Different, you know,
no, but it's different because they're 10.
Is it a public school?
Right. Yeah.
What?
Is it a public school?
I guess Greater Johnstown School District. I don't know.
If it's part of a school district.
Okay. Probably. We are currently in possession of the Jell-O cups. They're delicious. No. We're currently in possession of the Jell-O cups, and the matter is under investigation, the district said.
Yeah.
We are cooperating fully with local authorities.
We're testing them to see if there's really alcohol in them.
This one doesn't even taste like lime. Like a weird thing that happens. You've seen this before. I know we've heard stories of high school kids bringing in pot brownies and other stuff and selling them to the kids in school. I think that happened at my son's school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, look, you see this all the time. But I do find it interesting that this even happens nowadays with all the restrictions of what you can bring in for food.
Yeah.
That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, the NBA playoffs, man, shaping up right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.